Love Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, you are hallelujah. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, you are hallelujah. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Oh, you are hallelujah. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. You are hallelujah. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. You are hallelujah. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. You are hallelujah. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. You are the weapon of warfare, no kana. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. They are no kana. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongest of the enemy. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongest of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. The weapons of our warfare are no carnal. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are no carnal, for they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty, for they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. Weapons of our warfare are no carnal, for they are mighty, for they are mighty. Weapons of our warfare are no carnal, for they are mighty, through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongest of the enemy. For they are mighty, for they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy, for they are mighty to the Holy Ghost. Weapons of our warfare are no carnal, for they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are no carnal, for they are mighty to the Holy Ghost. For they can put on the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty to the Holy Ghost. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal. For they are mighty, mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. For they are mighty, through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty, for Holy am I, holy can put down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. Weapons of our warfare and cannon. For they are mighty, for they are mighty. Weapons of our warfare and cannon. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. They are mighty to the Holy Ghost. Weapons of power, they are not carnal. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. Weapons of power, they are not carnal. They are mighty to the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty to the Holy Ghost. Weapons of our warfare are no carnal. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are no carnal. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. They are mighty through the Holy Ghost. Weapons of our warfare are no carnal. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. Weapons of our warfare are no carnal. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty. For they are mighty, they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty, through the Holy Ghost. They can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty, for they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty, through the Holy Ghost. Jesus is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah, he's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ, he's coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah, in the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ, he's coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ, he's coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ, he's coming back for me. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He who doeth wondrous things He who doeth wondrous things, blessed be his holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He who do wondrous things, he who do wondrous things, blessed be his holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He who doeth wondrous things, he who doeth wondrous things, blessed be his holy name forever. Be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He who doeth wondrous things, he who doeth wondrous things, blessed be his holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He who doeth wondrous things, he who doeth wondrous things, blessed be his holy name forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is Lord. We give him praise, glory, honor, and adoration. We worship him. We adore him. Yes, Lord. Yes, y'all, welcome to the Hour Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland. This is Archbishop. This is John Bucoro coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Today, I'm led to share with you on the topic, He Teacheth My Hands to War. He teacheth our hands, we the believers of today. God teacheth our hands to fight, the good fight of faith. Are you surprised that the Bible is talking about fight? Life is about fight. Look at the corona, the COVID-19. It's a fight already. COVID-19 fighting people and killing people. You know, the fights are in various forms. You know, God has taught us to fight. Hey, Rikaba, Andoria, Imbrondo. The Apostle Paul writing to this, say we are the soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible is complete. Everything is there in the Word of God. Fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, the Apostle Paul writes, he says, fight the good fight of faith. So there is a fight of faith. He already. The other day we were reading Revelation, we said there was war in heaven. Oh, yes. Can you imagine in heaven there was war? And the forces of evil versus the forces of good, it has always been so. Righteousness versus unrighteousness. You know, Satan against God. The devils and the demons are against Jesus Christ, against the gospel of God. So it has always been. From the Garden of Eden, Satan came into the garden And then fought Adam and Eve, defeated them, and took authority from them. But thank God, Jesus had to fight another war on Calvary tree over 2,000 years ago. He gave the devil a death blow when he died and shed his blood for the remission of our sins. You know, in Genesis chapter 3, God said, the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. You know, the head of the serpent. So Jesus is the seed of the woman that bruised the head of the serpent on Calvary's tree. See, so God knows the end from the beginning. You know, fight the good fight of faith. And then he says, he teaches my hand to walk. God teaches my hand to fight the good fight of faith. Psalm 144. Psalm 144:1. And then he repeats it in Psalm 18:34-36. Psalm 18:34-36, he teaches my hand to fight, teaches my hand to war. Then in 1 Corinthians 15:32, says, I have fought the beast at Ephesus. That's the apostle Paul. Again, I have fought the beast at Ephesus. And you remember the story of how it was cold and the apostle Paul wanted to keep himself warm. So he went to a place where they would have bonfire. And in that place, they were burning fire and he was warming himself with the fire. He was warming himself with the fire. Then the Bible says it happened. You know, climbed his hand, negotiating his neck. And the apostle Paul, you know, was wise enough that he shook the serpent into the flaming fire. Take up the beast into the fire. The word of God is dwelling in me. I want to pray for you to set me free. I got to shake up the beast and it will do me no harm. Check it out. Shake, shake, shake. Into the fire, the word of God is living in me. I'm not afraid as you shall set me free. I've got to shake off the beast, and it will do me no harm. Shake off the beast into the fire. The apostle Paul was able to shake the beast, Satan, and his demons, and the evil spirit, and the witches and wizards. He shook them into the flaming fire, and the fire had to burn them. Hallelujah. You say there is no fight? There is no fight. So let that snake negotiate, because the snake climbed up on the Paul's hand, you know, negotiating his neck, because that snake would like to bite his neck and put poison there, and the Apostle Paul would have died, you know. But the Apostle Paul was widened by the spirit. By the power of the Holy Ghost, Bible says he shook the beast into the flaming fire, and the fire burnt him. Right now I command every beast of the devil, every serpentine power, every enemy of progress, every power of darkness, negotiating our lives, we shake them into the flaming fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, fire of God, consume our enemies, consume Satan, consume demons, consume sickness, consume poverty, consume every power of darkness, be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have fought the beast at Ephesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32. That's Apostle Paul. He said, I have fought the beast. He fought the beast at Ephesus. What of David? David in 1 Samuel chapter 17, you saw him conquering Goliath. That is 1 Samuel 17, read from verse 40. David conquered Goliath. But before he conquered Goliath, something else happened. As he was taking care of his father's sheep, the Bible says that lions and bears came trying to catch away the sheep he was taking care of. You know, here is David, little boy David, taking care of his father's sheep. 1 Samuel chapter 15, chapter 16. You know, the young boy was taking care of his father's sheep, And then bears and lions, tigers, they came out of the bush trying to catch away the sheep. And the Bible said that David got hold of the lions and tore them to pieces. Arakaba. Yandoria, Imblande, Etisantoria. Every power that will want to snatch our blessing, we tear them to pieces in the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness, rulers of darkness, forces of evil, principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, blood-sucking demons, spirit of death. You Apollyon, spirit of untimely death, you COVID-19. We bound you, we curse you, we destroy you, we render you potent, we command fire of God to consume all of them wherever they are right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, consume our enemies to ashes. In the name of Jesus Christ, we keep Buska. Yanduria imblanda ye kando imblondo ye ke sentribo. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 to the end. We are wrestling. That's what that scripture is saying. In a continual wrestle against the forces of evil, the powers of darkness, the rulers of the kingdoms of darkness, satanic forces, they are wrestling with the believer, with the Christian. You know, they are trying to topple you down. They are trying to smash you down. They are trying to push you down. They are trying to hold you down. They are trying to suppress. They are trying to oppress. They are trying to depress. They are trying to confuse. You can feel it. But Jesus has given us power over all the power of the enemy. And by the name of Jesus, we crush them to pieces. We destroy their evil works. The devices of our enemies have been crushed by fire. Yes, the sword of the Spirit behead all of them. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we bound and crush all of them. In the name of Jesus, we destroy the enemies of righteousness. Hey, Ricky Buya. Iblanda ye ke se tribu imblondo 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 ya. Yes, there's no room for the enemy at all. He has no place to hide. Yeah, we continue to come. There is a spiritual fight going on, but God has prepared us. He teaches us to fight. The scripture calls us soldiers of the cross. We are soldiers, soldiers of the cross. In the name of Jesus, we have conquered. Not we shall conquer. So we won't sing that song. He said, in the name of Jesus, we shall conquer. No, Jesus has conquered for us. So it's not we shall conquer. We have conquered. In the name of Jesus, we have conquered. We are soldiers, soldiers of the cross. In the name of Jesus, we have conquered. We have conquered the forces of evil. We have conquered the size of powers. We have conquered spiritual high places. We have conquered Satan and his demons. We conquer demons. We conquer Satan. We conquer principalities in the name of Jesus. I conquer this. I conquer demons. I conquer principalities in the name of Jesus. Shout hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, we conquered. Jesus has conquered for us. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. My Lord reigns in my life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in trouble. My Lord reigns in my life today. Hallelujah, Jesus has conquered the world. Faith is the victory that overcometh the world. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Faith is the victory that overcometh the world. How do you have faith? Comment by hearing, I'm hearing by the word of God. Oh, yes, you hear by the word of God. The word of God is a two-edged sword. It calls the devil, calls the demons, and calls the powers of darkness. The word of God. I'm standing on the word of God. The word of God is power. I'm standing on the word of God. The word of God is power. Yes, we wrestle, but we are winning it. We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. Say, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We are not ignorant of what Satan and his groups are doing. We are aware of the demonic forces, the principalities and powers, the spiritual wickedness in high places that are moving about, seeking whom to devour. They will not find us, Christians. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus cover us. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We have two weapons. Yes, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb of God and by the word of our testimony. And the devil just wasted his time. He's frustrated, he's defeated, he's paralyzed. On the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, Jesus laid down the devil and his demons and captivated them. And on Sunday morning when he resurrected, he gave us power and victory. Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. It is that mandate that keeps us going. It is that authority we receive from the Lord Jesus Christ that keeps us going. Oh, yes. All power in heaven and on earth is given to me. Authority. Oh, Lord, authority given unto me. Authority. Oh, Lord, authority given unto me. Authority. Oh, Lord, authority. Authority is given unto me because I am under the authority of Jesus Christ. I can exercise the authority of Jesus Christ. Hey, Ricky Bokalanda Imbrondo, God has taught us to fight the good fight of faith. Yeah, there is fight going on. Hey. I don't pretend that you don't, you are not safe. COVID-19 alone is a big fight because the devil is just fighting through all these things, fighting people, you know, with the spirit of death, snatching people's lives away. But in the name of Jesus, we conquer COVID-19. We conquer the spirit of untimely death. We conquer the witches and wizards. We conquer satanic and demonic forces. We conquer all the enemies of right. We conquer them by fire. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, speak a better thing to our lives. Christ has given us life and life more abundantly. We shall live to declare the works of God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is condemned. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rakabotka Laba Imblondo Imblinde Ekwende Imprindi Yandoria Ye Blondo Ye Blikiti Iblogude Yandoria Bugude. For we do not war after the flesh, but we war in the spirit. See, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3 to 5. See, we do not war after the flesh, but we war against the forces of evil. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. So the Bible is full of war. Abraham went to war in the book of Genesis and conquered all the enemies and came home rejoicing. Joshua went to war and he conquered the enemies of righteousness and took over the land of Canaan and occupied it. No. So, the war is in various forms. Then Bible says we are wrestling, not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers. Some scripture will say that. Then the apostle Paul says, I have fought the fight of faith. Eh? I have fought the fight of faith. Then he says, we wrestle. Then he says, I have beaten the beast at Ephesus. So there is a beast at Ephesus. That's not the only beast. There are so many beasts all over the place. And in Jesus' name, we crush them. Yes, we destroy them. In the name of Jesus, we destroy them. We behead them. Yes, we crush all our enemies to death. Yes, all principalities and powers and spiritual wicked places, we trample them under feet. In the name of Jesus, we are above and not beneath. Our enemies are beneath. We stand on their head and we crush them to pieces. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever you are in any part of the world, I want you to know that there is war going on. There is fight going on. The forces of evil are fighting the powers of righteousness. And Satan and his kingdom are working against the people of God. And all over the place, it is the same fight that is going on. But I'm here to announce to the whole world that Jesus gave us victory. We are winners. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers because greater is he that is in us than the devil that is in the world. In the name of Jesus, I want to pray for everyone who have heard this word today that you will have Jesus on the inside of you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. I want to believe, God, that you will also be a winner, a more than a conqueror, an overcomer. Because when you go to the Bible, there is nowhere God refers to us as weaklings. We are no cowards. We are no runaway soldiers. No, that's not what we are. The Bible describes us as winners. The Bible calls us overcomers, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Yes, we are more than conquerors because of Jesus Christ. Ah, so have this behind your mind. Don't lie down for the devil to crush you. No. It was David that beheaded Goliath. It was not Goliath that beheaded David. No, it was not like that. So the power to win is already in us. And we are winners. We are more than conquerors because of Jesus. We are overcomers. We triumph over all our enemies. And we trample them under feet. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone who has heard this word tonight, that this word will be a part of you, that you will be a doer of not just a hearer. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God bless you all abundantly. We love you and Jesus loves you. May you know that you have won the battle because of Jesus. He won the battle for you on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago, and so we are not even fighting again. We have been declared winner by our Lord and Savior Jesus, so we don't have battle to fight. Oh, yes, he has fought for us on Golgotha Hill. He has defeated all our enemies and given us power to trample upon Satan and serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means pass us. Yes, receive this anointing, receive this grace, receive this mercy, receive this favor, receive this healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Please feel free to forward this message to many people, email it to them, share it with them, text it out to people, let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will save you. I make you whole. Rise up, be free in the name of Jesus. This is how I see your soul. Rise up, be free in the name of Jesus. You bless me. Make you whole. Rise up, be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it arise in your soul. Rise up, be healed in the name of Jesus. He will save you and make you whole.